Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Get up. Are you listening to me? There are 24 hours in a day. Get up. Get up right now from your misery. Get up right now and start climbing. Get up right now and recognize who you are. Get up right now and say enough is enough. Fight for it. Take control of your life. When you get up out of that bed and you start your day, before you walk out that door, make peace with yourself. So what? You slipped. So what? You fell down. Get up right now and climb. For every mountain that you climb, it's gonna get tougher. So I'm telling you to get up. Focus on conquering today. This is the moment. The moment of truth. For you to understand that within you, there are great possibilities. I'm talking to the individual that understand that grit is work. Let me tell you something about grit. Grit is when you're hurting so bad. Grit is when you're hurting so bad, but you know you got a job to do. Grit is something that pushes you in a total different direction. How do you get through something? You got to keep climbing. Fall, climb. Slip, climb. You got to climb. You got to know that you are built for something. You wasn't built for nothing. You got to know that if it did not make you, it cannot break you. Pay attention to your drive. Pay attention to your purpose. And just get through the day. Don't dwell on tomorrow. Focus on now. I will make the mistakes. I will fall, but I will get up. I will struggle, but I will learn. I will be what I was meant to be, and no one can take that away. For I am who I am.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
How will you know who you are inside if you're so afraid of a put down, of a setback, of a rejection? Challenges. How will you know who you are if you don't have the abilities to rise up, to be able to say, I know who I am. I know I got this. I know I can be better. I know I can come up. You may ask, why me? Why do I have to face so many significant challenges? Why is it that every day that I go to my job, I'm facing challenges? Why is it every day I have to come across someone that wants to test me? Yeah, okay, there's a mountain. Let's see what I can do. Oh man, here we go. Here's another one. Let's see what I can do. You can't live this life without climbing to something. You want to go up, you got to climb up. You want to get up to the next level, you got to climb up. Obstacles, challenges, life. Oh, and guess what? I forgot to tell you this. Oh, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You got to work for it. This outcome that you want so bad in your life, this thing that you're chasing, whatever that may be, how do you expect to get there? It ain't gonna happen overnight. It's not gonna be handed to you. You gotta keep climbing up that mountain. You gotta keep going up. You are going to fall a few times. You are going to slip up. Let me tell you something. Many times in my life, I fell down. I slipped up. I didn't know how I was gonna get up, but I got up. I refused to quit on me. I didn't want to go any further, but I said, not today. This is not going to happen to me because I know I got a job to do. You can do it. I know you can do it. But do you know you can do it? Do you believe in yourself you can do it? Can't do it? Yes, you can. Be who you need to be. But don't you dare be an excuse. Don't quit. Get up. Climb. Today is the day. Today, it's about you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, throughout the rest of your life, you are going to challenge yourself. And you will be challenged. Throughout your life, you are going to have to face some things that you are not prepared for. But you better stay ready for it. You better get yourself together right now. You better understand that your life is not going to be easy because you are living it each and every day and something or someone is coming after you. Doesn't mean that your life is over. That means you are being tested. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep pushing. Don't stop. Keep fighting. Don't stop. Keep working. Let this day be a lesson, not an end. Let this day be the test for the testimony. Let this day be your faith. Let this day be your power. And walk through it. Push through it. And know that you got life to live. But if you give up, if you say you're less, then you'll never be more. Say it to yourself, I'm not done yet. I got power. I will rise again and I will push. Because I know who I am. I am not here to be conquered. I will be the victorious one. I will conquer. For I am who I am. And I must continue to be the best of myself. So live it up. Conquer this day. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
I'm the best ever. There's no one that can match me. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
They're gonna fear me. You have to be the champion before you become the champion, so that means lifestyle. You have to be him before you become him. You gotta be him before you become him. That's how it starts. You look at somebody, I wanna be like him. You don't say, hey, I'm a bad motherfucker. I wanna fight everybody out here, nobody's gonna kick my ass. You see somebody and say, hey, I might wanna do that.
Well, greatness is when you make your delusions your reality. Nothing's impossible for somebody who's gonna try. If you're gonna try, it's capable of being done.
But you'd fight Tyson Fury.
Yeah, I'd fight a lion if the price is right. My whole objective is your total surrender, your total domination. I'm gonna destroy you.
That's why Rogan said when he watched you, you were intimidated. Your rage is a very unique rage.
Well, that's their fault to be intimidated. How are you gonna let somebody scare you for something you worked for?
I respect a person who's willing to die for what he truly wants.
Ali had the will to win like nobody that ever lived in boxing. Then he believed he projected to his opponent. Really look at how does Ali beat George Foreman? Huh? How does Ali beat Sonny Liston? How do you beat these guys? How did he even beat Joe Frazier? Fighting the way he fights. He beat them because he refused to lose.
But we have to believe that we're divine and that we learn from our experience, because confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. They go hand in hand. You have to know who you are first. You know who you are. I know who I am. People say the grades all the time, you this, you that. Whatever they say, I know who I am. Without self-love, you're nothing. So self-love is discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
I never wanted to be obscure. I was born in obscurity and I never wanted to deal with that again. I'm invincible, I'm a savage, I'm ferocious. I'm the smartest savage. I knew I wasn't gonna die before I became champ. When this is over, everybody's gonna know my name.
Did you ever fight somebody that you were like, that they got you? Was there ever a kid that got you or no?
Absolutely. In order to be good, you have to lose it and understand loss. Because loss is life. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker?
What happens next? So
I get arrested and I see Muhammad Ali come to visit the institution that I'm in.
You said you're in jail and Ali shows up?
I'm 12 years old and Ali comes there and they showed the movie The Greatest first, so this is 77. And after the movie's over, the lights come up and Ali comes in. And I see him, I said, wow, I want to be just like him.
I don't know how it happened, the spirit hit me, boom, I want to be like him.
And then I get transferred to this other facility, you know, for real bad kids. I met a gentleman there that was a boxer and he used to teach me how to box. So he took me to a great trainer named Customato, and that's why I'm here.
I respected Ali and I worshiped Ali. Yeah, this is the moment I knew I wanted to be a fighter.
Freaking believable,
yeah.
Story. So your inspiration happened at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Then you meet Cus.
Yes.
How was Cus treating you? What was his way of leading you?
This degree of just peeling all that dirt and stuff, that insecurity and developing into character. And that's why I had a wonderful time with him, because everything about Everything about his life was about me. And this world is one big school, and we're the students of this world. The mind is always hungry. The mind wants to do good, but we get so many negative thoughts in our minds, almost overwhelming to be positive. Listen, I've been down and up, broken up, and why am I still here? Because life is going to give everybody a bad hand. No one's going to leave here without being tried in life.
So inspiration. So is that what got you to be willing to be disciplined, to get what you want, like to become a champion? At 14 years old, I'm willing to do everything it takes to be a champion?
Absolutely. And then I had Cuss over there telling me, why should he have it? That's one thing I never had in my life, because I always got picked on, and I never had jealousy or enviness about anything. And Cuss possessed that, you know, and he was telling me, why should he have all that money and you don't? Why do you believe that he's better than you? Why do you think he should have all that money and you don't? And he was really serious about it. And that was the competition. That's it right there, breathing that stuff right in. Why should he have it and he's not better than you?
How did you handle that when he told you that at 14? Would it piss you off? Were you like, I'm going to go train to whoop his ass? I'm going to get there one day. What was your response to it?
He said one day, this guy knew how to really get in my head. He said, man, you're fighting good, but I wish you were bigger. He said, I wish you were like Kenny Norton or Mike Weaver, because they had big bodies and they could intimidate somebody. And that hurt my feelings. I said, I'll make sure the whole world will be afraid of me.
He trained me to be totally ferocious in the ring and out.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was. That's what I was. Yeah.
Push yourself more. You push yourself when you sometimes you have to submit to yourself. I'm doing everything. And first thing in the morning, 3 a.m, you do your 4 miles, come back in.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Do your 4 miles, come back in, do your body exercise and all that stuff. After that, I go out there, eat breakfast, go to the school, come back from school, eat my dinner, go back to the gym at 6 o'clock, train, come back at 8 o'clock. Watch fights, start all over again. Everybody here is going to fight for what they love for. Even if they never had a fist fight in their life, they're going to fight. Listen, once I'm involved in something, I want to know the beginning of it. I want to know where it came from, how it was started, who's the first guy that invented it. That's just how my mind works.
How could these guys even dare fight me? How dare you even think that you could beat me?
And you sound like a mathematician when you're talking about the art of boxing.
I was born for it.
There's nothing I would do unless I have a possibility of being humiliated. Because when I succeed, I truly succeed. I was bred to climb high and high into the sky and tumble down. I am truly grateful that I found my wings before I hit the ground.
Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. Many of you, you're like a superhero. Truth be told, you ought to rejoice because you have love power, joy power, faith power. You also have comeback power. What is comeback power? Comeback power is the ability to overcome any obstacle, challenge, or difficulty. You have this innate ability, this instinct on the inside, that you can come back from anything. Your human side quits everything quickly. You start a relationship on Monday and you quit it by Wednesday because y'all miscommunicate because you miss one text and it's over. That's your human side. But then you got this other side that can come back from anything. There's a part of you that don't throw in towels. There's a part of you that never says die. There's a part of you that refuses to quit. There's a part of you that has long suffering. There's a part of you that when you get down for the count, they can count up to 8, they can count to 9, but 10, you are back on your feet. There's a part of you that no matter what comes your way, you just got to bounce back up. You can't stay down. No matter what is thrown your way, you got something called comeback power. You've been through some stuff. Means you had to face some stuff that I ain't never seen. And you might be walking a little slow now. And you might just be chilling now. But little do we know, if we saw the videos of who you once was, if we saw you in younger days, we see you marching. We see you tearing stuff up. We see it. Why? Because you have come back. That's the only reason why you made it to where you are today. You survive in environments that other people drown in. Environment is everything. Environment is everything. There's a quote, I don't know whose quote it is, but there's a quote that says, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb trees, it will spend the rest of its life thinking that it's dumb. Let me say it again. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb trees, it will spend the rest of its life thinking that it's dumb. You survive and environments other people drown in. Because water might drown you, but it's home for a fish. Difficulty is not, that's not water you drown in. That's perfect conditions for you to swim. Difficulty, you a believer? This is what we do. Huh? This is what we do. Don't be careful when you compare yourself to people who don't have the anointing you have, who don't have the call that you have, who don't have the purpose that you have. I know what it did to them, but it don't mean it's gonna do that to you. Difficulty doesn't kill who you are. It actually reveals who you are. Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. You are treasure in jars of clay. Clay is not the real you. High you, that's not the real you. Smoking weed, you, that ain't the real you. Drunk you is not the real you. Because whenever you get into it, you start to feel alive. That anxiety you, that's not the real you. That clay has convinced you that that's who you are. That clay made you think that the shy, scared, jealous, doubting you is actually you. That's not you. That's the clay that you may be in, but that's not you. Underneath that clay, there is a spirit you. There is a supernatural you. There is a treasure on the inside. And if that thing gets kicking, your clay is in trouble. But it's hidden in a jar of clay. The reason why you don't know your superpower is because you can't see your suit, because it's dressed in flesh. Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. You gotta take those dead clothes off. You gotta get up. You gotta get up. You gotta get up, because you got comeback power.
You're a freshman and you know a senior in this room, you give him everything in your body today. You break your neck to break their neck. That's how you win big games. You hit them in the mouth. You hit them in the mouth, kings. Every single one of y'all in here are kings. You kings. So when you step on that field again, you don't say, let's go, my nigga. You say, let's go, king. This is our house. I was born a king. I was born to be a winner. I was born to be a champion. The difference between a champion and a loser is a mindset. Once you put your mindset where a killer mindset is, ain't nobody gonna stop you. Because I'm gonna tell you now, this game is not for nice people. And y'all know this game is not for nice people. This game is for young men running around neighborhoods knowing if they don't make a play, if they don't get a scholarship, they gonna die in that neighborhood. They're going to end up another statistic. See, some people play the game for the Gatorade and the cheerleaders. And some people play the game because they know they got to save their family life. They got to make a way. Their family tree is rotten, so they got to replant one. And what football gives you the ability to do, it gives you the ability to leave the slum, go to one of the nicest colleges in the world, build your own name, build your own legacy, get drafted, and tell your mama and your daddy and your sister, we leaving the hood today. And you know why we leaving? Because I was unselfish. Because I left everything on the field. I want you guys to believe. Don't just listen to me. Feel me in your soul. Believe you can win. Believe you can win. Because we only get one shot at this game. We didn't come this far to come this far. Let me repeat that. We didn't come this far to come this far. We came here to be champions. We came here to beat one of the number one schools in the country. We came here to show even people in our own city that's doubting us that you will be my fan. You will follow me and you will bite your words. Because that head coach you got, all these coaches, all these men around you, that's the blessing. That's who you play for. Because at the end of the day, you guys are going, I'm telling you, it's going to go fast. It's going to go fast. One day you're going to be riding down the street, you're going to see your coach, you're going to say, coach, all the lessons you gave me, I should have listened. It's going to be somebody that say that. I should have listened. But tonight, if you listen to every single word them coaches say, if you be unselfish, if you don't think about yourself, if you don't think about that, all them thousands of fans standing on the outside, put your mind frame on the field. Keep your mind frame on the field. And when you step off that bus, you tighten up your tie and you say, this is my business trip. Are you going to close the deal or are you going to fold? When I stepped on the field, I had a mind frame. My mother was a heroin addict. So when I stepped on the field, I thought about, I want to save my mama's life. This man in front of me is going to stop me from saving my mom. It's going to stop me from saving my brothers and my sisters. It's going to stop me from taking my brothers and sisters away from crackheads and drug addicts every day. And when I looked at my opponent across from me, I told him, you're not hungry enough. You don't want this enough. My life on the line. You hear me? Get your life on the line today. Everything on the line. You go out there, you let them hit you in your mouth and beat you, you quit. Them teenage boys just like you teenage boys. They bleed just like you. They go to class just like you. So you gonna let a man stand in front of you and say, I'm more man than you? Or you gonna hit them in the mouth and say, hey boys, we came to fight. I ain't gotta talk to you. I ain't got a bicker to you. I'm gonna hit you in your mouth for 60 minutes. Kings, whatever you do today, you leave every drop of your blood on that field today. And I'm proud of you. Win, loss, or draw. But I want y'all to remember one thing, King. Remember one thing. The best gifts come from the bottom. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like when you open up that cereal box as a kid, that gift was at the bottom. You had to eat through all that to get that gift at the bottom. And that's your season. That's your season. You had to eat through all that. Coaches cussing you out, trying to get your grades together, arguing in the study hall, arguing with teammates, fighting with teammates. Now, today is the day that you put all that in the package. You put all that in the grenade and you blow Hoover Stadium up tonight. And you let them know that Sparkman football is here for years to come. But the legacy, it starts today. Wide receivers, run every route like your life depends on it. Linebackers, break your neck to break their neck. I don't care about injuries. Offensive line, get nasty. Get nasty. If you hit him in the first play of the game, hit him in his mouth. I don't care if it's a draw play. You block him till the whistle is over with. Make him say this dude is etching. Make him say this dude is crazy. If you believe, King, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I'm King Hollis, man. I love y'all. Go out there and become champion. Y'all be blessed.
Sometimes you gotta take a break from just about everything, disappear, come back, and shock the world. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that administrator. I'm talking to that nurse, that doctor. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to that communicator. I'm talking to that pioneer, that inventor. I'm talking to that entrepreneur. I'm talking to that preacher. I'm talking to that person who refuses to stay where they are. I'm talking to that person that doesn't have a problem laying in obscurity, because you know that when you come out of the dark room, all eyes on you. We live in a culture of busyness, distraction, and noise. And sometimes the only way something's going to change is if we disappear. Sometimes you gotta delete the app. Sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you. Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level and the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. Can you unplug for just a moment and focus on you? Focus on what matters. Why are you here? What is your destiny? The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you. I'm talking to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who feels the fire in their belly. It's time for you to shock the world. You may have to sleep in your car. You may have to go without food. You may have to bounce around from couch to couch. You may have to sacrifice like nobody in your family ever has. But can you do it behind the scenes when nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, when nobody understands the measure of passion that you carry? Can you keep going? Don't stop. You're right there. Go through the process in the dark room that prepares us and equips us for the stages of destiny.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build. It's time to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself, the parts of you that nobody sees. When you take something personal, it gets personal. I'm not just putting on the front. I'm not just here in public to make you smile and applaud me and support me and make comments and share my video. I'm not here. I make this thing personal. Everything that I do in public, I've done it in private. And so I'm just asking you,
Don't just scream on a stage or be connected to millionaires or strive to be a CEO or an investor or a politician or an athlete or a musician or a singer. I'm just wondering, can you conquer in the dark? When you make it personal, what you do behind closed doors matters. So I'm just wondering, when you gonna make it personal? When you gonna make it about what it looks like that nobody sees? The part of you that nobody sees, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50, come on. Write it again, come on, believe it again, come on, sing again, record the song again, come on, I'm talking to that athlete, I'm talking to that musician, come on, who are you out there? That philosopher, that engineer, that thought leader, that critical thinker, come on, that captain of industry, I'm talking to you when your personal life lines up with your purpose, then public authority is yours. You want influence? I'm not talking about just fame. I'm talking about influence, the power to change people's lives. Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. It doesn't start with everybody. It starts with me, because people will leave you for dead. And then what's your why? What did God put in you? Release it to the world. If it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private. What you do in dark, if I pulled up your search history, what would I find? Would you still be an example to the world? If I went through your closet, if I went through your basement, if I went through your attic, if I went through your center console, if I went through your house, how personal is your purpose? Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. But this time, make it personal.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.